getting up when the next door neighbor's sleeping late on a weekend morn. Off to the station with my polka records, I'm what's known as a polka DJ. Turntables, telephones, earphones and microphones, this is a polka DJ. Requests and dedications, musical sensations, this is a polka DJ.
And here we go again, time for another edition of Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old-time oldie show, back for another week of spinning the old-time records. Like we always do, glad you're along for another edition. Got a nice stack of records here ready to go, but I'm especially excited about our 78 of the week. I don't know if I should tip you off about it or not, but, you know, every week the last few months I've been throwing in a 78 of the week, finding an old shellac record, you know, predating the vinyl records, with something rather vintage-y on it, says a guy who plays nothing but records on his show that ended in the mid-80s. But I'm telling you what, we're going back. Back, like we're talking before they started recording records on lacquer, before tape recording was invented. Just a couple of years after wind-up Victrolas were the only thing that existed. We're going back to either 1927 or 1928. I can't decide for sure which record I'm going to play, but that's going to be our 78 of the week. I can't believe how good they sound for being that old, too. So stand by. It's coming up. Let's get the show rolling. Did we not start the show last week with Lil Wally? I mean, I can look it up, but it feels like the last show or maybe the show before we started with Lil Wally. And for whatever reason, Lil Wally is up again to get things rolling. It's Who'd You Like to Love Ya? Along with the Lucky Harmony Boys Orchestra.
Who'd you like to love ya? Who'd you like to love ya? Who'd you like to hold ya tight? Who'd you like to kiss ya? Who'd you like to kiss ya? When it's time to say goodnight. Who'd you like to want ya? Who'd you like to want ya? Close your eyes and try to see. Who'd you like to love ya? Honey, can't you see? I hope you're gonna say it's me. Hey! Who'd you like to miss ya? Who'd you like to miss ya? If you sail far, far away. Who'd you like to meet ya? Who'd you like to need ya? More than anyone can say. Who'd you like beside ya? Who'd you like beside ya? On the day you say I do, tell me that you love me, if you really do. 'Cause honey, I'm in love with you.
There you go, Lil Wally. It's always a good way to start a show, I guess. Who'd you like to love ya? It actually says, who'd ya? It's right there on the record. Oh, there we go. All right, now, right away, I start off the show, and the second record I have issues with myself deciding how to pronounce the name of the record. It's the Art Perko Orchestra, and I'm one to talk about pronouncing things. The Art Perko Orchestra. Ha, that's better. In a record from 1985, believe it or not. Wait a minute, and we're going to play a record from 1927 later? What is that? That's like 70. That's a, wow, that's a lot of years in between. Anyway, I'll do the math on that later. but this says it's Corrida number one, Corrida number one, Corrida number one. And I'm like, is that someone's name? What does that mean? So I look it up, because everybody has a dictionary at hand. A corrida is a bullfight. That's what it says. Then, of course, there are other definitions. It also means to give up possession or occupancy of, to speak or write in favor of, or to pronounce or decree by judicial sentence. Those are the definitions for the word corrida. I don't think either one of them fits the topic of the darn record. You figure it out. Here's the Art Perko Orchestra.
It's been a long and lonely, lonely year since the last time I saw you, my dear. Do you remember when I said my surrender? I said I'd always love you endlessly.
All right, there you have it, the Art Perko Orchestra, and Corrida number one is what it says on the record, which, according to the dictionary, is a bullfight, which makes no sense to me. So maybe they know something I don't, but that is what it says. Now, they could be somebody's name in another language. I don't know. That's the best I can do for you. I was doing the math, though. That record was from 1985, one of the newest records here in the Oompa Hour archives, and our 78 of the week that we're going to play here in a little while is 94 years older than that record was. Is that possible? It is. There's a 94-year difference in time span between records on today's show. Blowing my mind, I'm telling you. Here's one we don't get to very often. Maybe we should. Here are the High Toppers. They're out of Texas. It's the Green Garden Polka.
Thank you.
All right, there you have it there. That is the Green Garden Polka, which you don't think about too much up here in northern Minnesota this time of the year, because tonight it's supposed to be like 30 degrees below zero again. And we had another 5 or 6 inches of snow, depends where you were, yesterday. In fact, since you and I have talked, we've had about 25 more inches of snow this year. I'm tired of it already. I've already plowed more this year than I did the whole year last year, I think. Yikes! So I don't think about green gardens a lot this time of the year here in northern Minnesota. But before we get to our next record, let's get to the World of Accordions Museum in Superior, Wisconsin, where they are up to their little tushes in snow, too, let me tell you. But you don't have to go there to check the place out, because you can look at them online at worldofaccordions.org. You can look at pictures. You can read a lot of history. You can see the beautiful concert hall. You can find out about their accordion repair and technician school. One of the few places on the planet with this kind of information that relates to accordions and similar instruments and their music and their history and the people who played them. So check it out. Make a fun place to visit if you're going to be in the area. Hopefully after the snow melts. But hey, they'll see you now too. Whatever. Look them up online, worldofaccordions.org. Okay, that's where you find them, on the vast interwebs, worldofaccordions.org. All right, now, am I going to say this name right? Joe Lastovica. Lastovica seems wrong. Lastovica. Lastovica. No, I can't be right. Anyway, it's Joe and Polka Punch anyway, and it's the Lovin' You Polka.
My one desire, only you can set my heart on fire. Love me too, don't put out the fire. Tell me that our love will never tire. I love you, my darling, I'll be true. No one else will ever do. My heart wants only you. Love me too, tell me that you'll be true. I'll spend my life with you, 'cause I love you. Set my heart on fire. Love me too.
Love me too.
Don't put out the fire. Tell me that.
Tell me that
our love will never tire. Well, I love you, my darling, I'll be true. No one else will ever do. My heart wants only you. Love me too. Tell me that you'll be true. I'll spend my life with you, 'cause I love you. I'll spend my life with you, 'cause I love you. I love you, my darling, I'll be true. No one else will ever do. My heart wants only you. Love me too, tell me that you'll be true. I'll spend my life with you, 'cause I love you.
All right, there you have it there. That is the Lovin' You Polka here on Tim Zumpa Hour, your old-time oldies show. That was Joe Lastovica and Polka Punch. At least that's my best stab at that pronunciation there. You're lucky. Y'all just lucky that I'm even alive this week. I accidentally consumed a little bit of hummus a couple of days ago. Anybody know what hummus is? I have no idea, to tell you the truth. My grandson, he's 5, likes to have what we call cracker sandwiches. And he asked me the other day, "Grandpa, can we have some cracker sandwiches?" Well, everybody knows a cracker sandwich is crackers with frosting in between them. You know, whether it's Ritz crackers or saltine crackers or graham crackers, doesn't really matter. Club crackers are really good with frosting in them. And I said, "Sure." And I asked my daughter, "You have any frosting?" She's like, "I'll find something here." "Yeah, I got some." So she brings out a thing full of graham crackers and a clear plastic container, you know, with a lid and everything, but it's clear, with what appears to be chocolate frosting in it. And so I take a cracker and I put the chocolate stuff on it and put another one on, make a sandwich for him. Here you go. He eats it. A couple minutes later, "Grandpa, could I have another one?" "Sure, I make him another one." And I'm a little leery of this chocolate glop in the plastic container because I don't eat things that I can't identify. And I'm like, this looks weird, although it does look like it might be chocolate. And the 5-year-old is eating it. So then he asked for another one, and they made him a great big, you know, like a square size animal, or not animal cracker, where they have a graham cracker, you know, where you just break the big one in half instead of into fourths. And I made him with a lot of this brown goo in it. And some of it squirted out the side, and a bunch of it got on my finger. So I handed him his cracker sandwich full of this black frosting material. And I was tempted to get a Kleenex and wipe off my finger. And I thought, well, it's something that's chocolate and he's eating it. I'll just lick it off. So I slurp it off. And it was like the worst taste I had ever tasted in my life. And I thought, whatever this is, it's gone bad. So I go in the kitchen. My daughter's in there. And I said, "Okay, I just tasted some of that frosting you brought out. And it's horrible." So what the heck is that? She's like, "It's hummus." I'm like, "Hummus? What is hummus even made out of? It sounds like a cross between mucus and fungus. I don't even know." But I didn't die, I guess. But why would you buy that on purpose knowing what it is the only question I have. All right, now I got a real scratchy record we're going to try out here. It's the Double Cordovox Polka, Joe Kraska and John Marshall. And it's one of those great Pleasant Peasant 45s. And this baby looks like she's traveled the world in the back of a dump truck or something. This is, yeah. And I noticed that it says Joe Kraska, Kraska, and John Marshall, Marshall. But on the record label, the Kra and the Mar are capital letters, and the rest are just regular small letters. And I'm like, this must have significance. Are we supposed to call them Kramar? 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 Kramer? I don't know. I feel like there's some significance that I'm missing out here. But anyway, here's the Double Cordovox Polka. Thank you. But there you go. The double Cordovox polka, clearly played on two Cordovox eye. Anyway, that's what it's called here at Tim's Hoopa Hour. It is your old-time oldie show. Glad you're with us for another week. By the way, remember, of course, you can always make a request or dedication or questions or comments or any of that kind of stuff. Many ways to do that. On the telephone, whether you have a landline, cell phone, space phone, I don't know. Is there a space phone? Yeah, there probably is. You can just send a text or leave a voice message at area code 218-259-2985. And again, 218-259-2985. That doesn't work for you. There's good old email, Oompa Hour, all one word, smooshed together, at AOL.com is very effective, and also Facebook.com/Tim's Oompa Hour. And it seems most people seem to like doing the Facebook thing, which is fine, except I'm really bad at figuring out how Facebook works. And sometimes it takes me a week or two to figure out where your message is and how to reply to it. So if you're a Facebooker, be patient with my ineptitude, because it's like they figure out ways to make it more complicated than you want it to be or something. But in fact, I'm looking at it right now and I can't even figure out how to get back to where I started. So I have no idea. Anyway, I'm still psyched up for our 78 of the week, which is coming up here in a few minutes. So stand by for that. But before I end, I don't want to tip you off. Let's do the La Da Di Dum polka, huh? It's the Ritchie Vadnal Orchestra. All right, there you go. Now I got to be sure I get these words all in the right order. It's the La Da Di Dum Polka, because you could say the La Di Dum Polka, and that would be incorrect. Ritchie Vadnal's Orchestra here at Tim's Oompa Hour. It is your old time oldie show, and I'll tell you what, I've just been anxious to play this like all week. So I'm going to work on getting our 78 of the week ready to go here. I got to change over all these little gizmos on the turntable, put on a different thing with a different needle and everything. And so while I do all that, you can listen to what is described on the record as the Squirrel Landler. And when I listen to it, it sounds like a waltz to me. I mean, obviously, I'm no expert in the dancing part of the presentation, which is why I'm on the radio instead of in a ballroom somewhere. Bob Mastel and the Polka Sharps. I'm telling you, this sounds like a waltz. All right, there you go, Bob Mastel and the Polka Sharps on Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old-time oldies show. Let's do this! I've been looking forward to playing this one on the show since last week when I found it in the basement. I knew they were down there. I knew I had some truly vintage polka records down there, and I just didn't know what stack they were in. And I found them last week. I put them in the sink, and I washed them in warm water and dish soap, because that's what you do with 78s. Really, it is. You got to dry them, and you got to be careful not to mess up the labels, but that's the best way to wash old 78s. Don't use record cleaner or anything with alcohol on it. It's bad for them. Anyway, I had an email or a Facebook or something from somebody here a couple of weeks ago that said they were a big Whoopi John fan. They wanted to hear more Whoopi John records. And, of course, we play plenty of Whoopi John records, but how about Hans Wilfart instead of Whoopi John Wilfart? Same guy. Before he was entertaining using the name Whoopi John, it was Hans Wilfart's Concertina Orchestra in New Ulm. And the first records they made were 1927 and 1928. Now, the most information I can find is they recorded these in Minneapolis, but they're for the OK record label. That's OKEH. All right. And the one I've decided to play today, I've got two. I've got one from 1927 and one from 1928. I picked the 1928 one, but it's interesting to see that on the OK label, it's got a little logo bragging that this record was recorded electrically. Because up until 1925, records were recorded by people basically performing into great big horns that cut the sound into wax discs. Because they didn't have amplifiers and electric microphones and all that sort of stuff for recording records. So they were recorded acoustically, just like how a Victrola or another, you know, wind-up record player of pre-1925 would have the horn on it or folded down inside the cabinet or whatever to play the record back with no electronics in it. And that was up until 1925, and that's when electrical recording began. And even then, a lot of the studios, the smaller companies, couldn't afford to get that stuff. So they were still recording acoustically for a few years, but the OK Record Company started recording electric by now, and it's bragged about on the record that this is an electric recording. Still would have been recording to wax, though. They started recording to lacquer discs to make masters from in 1935, but up until then, 1927, 1928, they would have been cutting this to a wax disc, but they at least were doing it electrically. So there's a little mildly amusing record history for you. And I can't believe how good this record sounds. And I even got an especially nice record sleeve to put it in. So this is a 10-inch shellac, 78 RPM, and it's Hans Wilfart's Concertina Orchestra, same guy that was later John, Whoopi John. And it says it's the Hanserl Polka, and I assume that translates from the German to something. I think I tried to Google it in the translator thing and it came out the same. So don't know, but it's a great sounding record, and the simplicity of the arrangements from back in the 1920s are just fabulous. You can hear everything. So I got my fingers crossed now that this record doesn't skip, because it's in nice shape, but it's kind of scary to play one that's not manufactured to the later standards. But here you go. It's 1928, ladies and gentlemen. Here's Hans Wilfart. Thank you. Yo, sounds pretty good for a record that's 94 years old, doesn't it? Huh? Hans Anthony Wilfhart and his concertina orchestra right there. And I'm trying to see. It says New Ulm right on the record. I'm trying to see if there's any other interesting tidbits of information lurking on this record. So I want to see the very small print. Wait a minute. I'm getting my extra set of reading glasses and my flashlight. Because it's gold printing on a black label and it's very small, all right? For best results, use OK needles. Uh-huh. Says right here it's a German band. They're from New Ulm. So there you go. Anyway, electrically recorded. Fancy. Woo, baby. So there you have it. I have, of course, one other Whoopie John from 1927 that will play one of these weeks. And also, of course, they have flip sides. I know one's got a waltz. I think the other one's got a schottische and a waltz on the other side. So, hey, there'll be more vintage Whoopie John to come, and I'll keep digging through the 78s in the basement. And so we have an interesting 78 of the week every week for a while here. So there you go. As we march on, I got to shift my turntable here back to normal speeds and normal needles and normal size grooves now. That sounded really good for a record of that vintage. Anyway, let's tell Lawrence Dukow and the Red Raven Orchestra. And you probably guessed, it's one of my favorites. I haven't played it for a while. It's Just Another Polka.
This is just another polka, just another polka. But oh, what a girl in my arms. Am I in heaven since we met? Is this the Philharmonic playing Romeo and Juliet?
No!
Just another polka, like any other polka, but somehow the music has charm. This is just another polka, but holy smoker, oh, what a girl in my arm. Just another polka.
Play the Six Fat Dutchman polka!
Another polka.
Play Frankie Yankovic's polka.
Just another polka.
Play Romy Gaz's polka.
Another polka.
Play Johnny Pecan's polka.
Just another polka.
Play Whoopie John's polka. Polka.
I love to polka when I'm dancing with my sweetheart. I will always love her, and I know we'll never part. We'll still be dancing as the years come and go.
Another polka, like any other polka, but somehow the music has charm. This is just another polka, but holy smoker, oh, what a girl in my letter can. Oh, what a girl in my arm.
I don't know, no matter who does that song, I like it. I don't know why. Anyway, Lawrence Dukow and the Red Raven Orchestra is just another polka here on Tim Zumpa Hour. Let's throw a waltz in here, shall we? I just happen to have Eddie Carosa doing one over here. It's not a very positive sounding title. is Leave Me Alone.
Alone, my heart's not made of stone. You thought you were smart to fool around with my heart. Please leave me alone. Don't ring my telephone. Don't bother to call me, 'cause I'm
there you go, Eddie Caruso there. Please leave me alone here on Tim Zumpa Hour, all right? Now, we're going to do something never done before. I'm going to play a record, and I'm going to play the sequel to the record, but I got to play it by two different bands because I have part two of a record, but I don't have part one by the same band I have part two of, so I'm going to play a different version of the part one. It's kind of complicated, but to fit all that in there, I'm just going to do it. so much for organization. I have Ray Budzilek and the orchestra doing Ice Cubes and Beer Part 2. All right? Now, nowhere in my thousands of polka records do I have Ray Budzilek and the orchestra doing Ice Cubes and Beer Part 1 anywhere. And I even looked on the internet, and I couldn't find him doing Part 1 anywhere. And I'm sure it must exist someplace. And digging through all my records, the only regular version, and it doesn't even say that it's Part 1 because they probably didn't know there was going to be a Part 2 someday, the only version of Ice Cubes and Beer I could find was the Bob Zielinski Band doing it. So I'm going to play the Bob Zielinski Band doing Ice Cubes and Beer, and I'm going to segue right into the Ray Budzilek record doing Ice Cubes and Beer Part 2, which they rather dramatically introduce for us. And then we'll see what kind of time we have left. So this is kind of complicated, but if you're ready, here is Bob Zielinski's Band and Ice Cubes and Beer.
She was my girlfriend, I love her dear, but all that she drank was ice cubes and beer.
Hey, 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 hey.
What a bar.
<Woo-hoo. laughs>
had a date one Saturday night. All that she did was holler and fight. Why are you angry? Why are you blue? What a crazy drink, those ice cubes and brew. Now she don't like candy, she don't like cake. She don't like ice cream, she don't like steak. She don't like fur coats or nylon sheer. What a crazy drink, those ice cubes and beer. Ice cubes and beer, boys, ice cubes and beer. All that she drank was ice cubes and beer. Now she was my girlfriend, I love her dear. But all that she drank was ice cubes and beer. Yeah! Why, yeah, yeah. How about some schnapps? When we get married, we'll settle down in a small cottage not far from town. I'll do the cooking, I'll make it nice. You drink the beer, baby, but lay off the ice. Oh, ice cubes and beer, boys, ice cubes and beer. All that she drank was ice cubes and beer. Now she was my girlfriend, I love her dear. But all that she drank was ice cubes and beer.
Ice cubes and beer, part two.
Now that we're married and settled down, we have five children running around. They like to holler,
Mommy,
they
Daddy.
Like to cheer. They even sing our ice cubes and beer. We go out dancing Saturday night. I order scotch and she starts to fight. She says, oh Johnny, why not be nice? Buy me some beer with lots of ice. Ice cubes and beer, boys, ice cubes and beer. All that she likes is ice cubes and beer. She is my honey, I love her dear. All that she likes is ice cubes and beer. Time has gone by and we're getting old. She still drinks beer and she likes it cold. She don't like whiskey, she don't like wine. It's ice cubes and beer, oh, all of the time. Ice cubes and beer, boys, ice cubes and beer. All that she likes is ice cubes and beer. She is my sweetheart, I love her dear. All that she likes is ice cubes and beer.
Yeah, love it.
All right, there you are. You got the whole story there on the ice cubes and beer thing. You got the original song from Bob Zielinski's band. A lot of bands recorded ice cubes and beer. But as far as I know, Ray Budzulik and the band are the only ones that did Ice Cubes and Beer Polka Part 2. And I can't find them doing the first song anywhere. It may very well exist. But if it does, there is not a copy of it anywhere here at Oompa Hour headquarters, all right? Got Frankie Yankovic and the Yanks coming up.
Did you know there's a nonprofit organization that's been preserving and promoting polka music for almost five decades? Back in 1968, the International Polka Association was chartered to advance public interest in polka entertainment, including the study of polka music, dancing, and its rich history. The IPA even established the Polka Music Hall of Fame and Museum to honor deserving polka artists who've made significant contributions to the polka music industry. But to take polka music into the future, we need your help. Won't you consider joining the IPA? Your tax-deductible membership will help the IPA bring polka music to an even broader audience. For more information about the IPA, visit www.ipapolkas.com. That's www.ipapolkas.com. You'll also learn about the exciting annual IPA Festival and Convention, the International Polka Association, preserving the music we love.
All right, now I may be crazy, but I'm going to try to squeak in two more records here in the show this week. I don't know. Here's the Henrietta Polka. It's Frankie and his Yanks.
I love Henrietta. She is the only one for me. No other one but Henrietta will ever share their love with me. To tell the things I like about her will take until the end of time. There's only one like Henrietta, and Henrietta's mine, all mine. So much of her to love.
Frankie Yankovic and his Yanks. Corsair, Henrietta Polka here on Tim Zumpa Hour, your old time oldies show. I'm going to try to squeak in one more. I think we got time for the loudmouth polka. Here's Romy Goss. We'll be right back. There you have it there. It's a loudmouth polka. Romy Gaz, his trumpet, and his orchestra says so right on the record. We're getting them all. We managed to squeak that one in here. Hey, back to do it again next week, though. That's going to put the wraps on another round of great polka music here on the Oompa Hour. But I'll start stacking them up, and we'll do it again.
I'm getting up when the next door neighbor's sleeping late on the weekend morn. Off to the station with my polka records. I'm what's known as a polka DJ. Turntables, telephones, earphones, and microphones. This is a polka DJ. Requests and dedications, musical sensations. This is a polka DJ.
Tim Zumpa Hour, produced at the studios of KEBS Radio, downtown Bovee, Minnesota, brought to you by the International Polka Association and World of Accordions Museum. Back to do it again next week. In the meantime, stay happy, everybody.